Welcome to the AI Doctor Podcast. I am here with Dr. Richard Perrin. Dr. Richard Perrin is a neurosurgeon and physician entrepreneur who is building a new business helping both men and women deal with aging more elegantly. So he's dealing with perimenopausal women and andromenopausal men is, I guess, the term for it. And helping them. And so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
So fantastic. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself. So, you know, really interesting, not easy to become a neurosurgeon. And so how do you transition from a neurosurgeon into a physician entrepreneur? And what's motivating that?
Well, I've been a neurosurgeon for 20 years. I've always had an entrepreneurial side to me. I did get my MBA, and this whole venture started out of personal reasons. A few years ago, my wife was having difficulty concentrating. She became more anxious. She was having daily headaches, and at the time, we attributed it to stress. It got so bad that she quit her job because she felt that her job as an ER physician was contributing to these symptoms. Ultimately, quitting her job didn't really help the symptoms, and it dawned on us that maybe she was in perimenopause. We went to her primary care doctor, who's also my primary care doctor, who's a very kind, well-educated woman, female doctor, but she really didn't have any recommendations or anything that was useful. In the end, my wife and I discussed, you know, starting on hormone replacement therapy and looking into some of her other hormonal issues, and it helped significantly with her headaches and her anxiety and overall stress level. So that was very interesting and rewarding. And after she started feeling better, she actually told me that I should probably get checked out as well. And I had low testosterone and low vitamin D and borderline thyroid. And I thought initially that my constant fatigue was from being a neurosurgeon and being on call all the time, but actually some of it was hormonally related as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like these hormonal changes related to aging are underdiagnosed in the community, underappreciated by the medical community as well. And so how do you aim to solve that?
Well, in part by increasing the awareness, I've created a brand to basically target this niche. I think there's a void in the medical subspecialties, the way we're the system is done or created. We have primary care doctors who maybe don't have a lot of time or education in perimenopause. You might think that an endocrinologist would be the best person to go to, but again, that seems to not be their focus. They tend to focus on diabetes or thyroid issues or other metabolic diseases, but not perimenopause specifically. You might think that a OBGYN would be the right doctor, but again, many of them are not focused on perimenopause. It often will be fertility or, you know, GU issues, but I think there's a big void specifically addressing perimenopause, and that's the void that I'm hoping to fill.
Excellent. Now, we are speaking here from beautiful San Diego, California, overlooking the ocean in La Jolla at the end of a Hero Forge Mastermind retreat. And thank you for coming. Thank you for being here in person. So this is an AI group. And what made you think that AI might be able to help you?
Well, AI expands my capability to it increases my productivity, essentially, is what it is. And it appealed to me because I'm a neurosurgeon. I think I'm interested in how the brain works. And so the parallels between how AI works and how the brain works was just interesting and intriguing. And I definitely feel like this is a, this is not a fad. This is where things are going. And I wanted to be on the forefront of AI technology. So it really amplifies my reach, essentially.
Was there a specific moment in time that you recognized that AI was really important to what you're doing and what you want to do in the future?
Well, I knew it was important, but I didn't really fully appreciate how powerful it was until actually I saw a presentation by you where you created a website and other assets in real time while you were on the podium. And that really, to me, really impressed me just to see how you could create a website. And by the end of your talk, there was a functioning website up and running. And that really highlighted for me the speed and power of AI.
I think when I remember that talk, it wasn't just a website. I think I created a whole business, right?
Right.
Yeah, incredible, the power of it. So it's just basically, it was more of an opportunity, right? And a gain rather than a pain. It's like, as Tony Robbins says, we're either moving away from pain or toward gain. So this is more of a toward gain.
This was a toward, this was definitely a pull. Seeing the power, I recognized that I needed to harness this.
Yeah, fantastic. And so since you've joined the program, what have been the benefits for you?
Well, I've been part of the program for a year now, and it's amazing what I can do now with your help and with AI. That I mean, a year ago, I wasn't even on ChatGPT. It all started a year ago. I've built assets. I've built a website. I have written a book with the help of AI. I've created an online course. And so, and it's also helping me create my brain, for lack of a better word, for the analysis for the hormone dysfunction that people have. So it's a database, it's a thought partner, I've created an app. So there's just so many assets that I've been able to create with AI that I couldn't do a year ago.
And this is while you're still practicing as a neurosurgeon, right?
Correct.
Yes. Fantastic. And when are you making that transition? What are the steps now to create your new company, Allura?
Well, at this stage, I have a platform. I just need to get the word out there. It's really marketing. And I hoped over the next year or two to be able to gradually transition from full-time neurosurgical practice to focusing primarily on Allura.
Yeah. And so this weekend, okay, we had this mastermind retreat. Some people ask you, what do you do on a mastermind, on an AI retreat? Right? So maybe you can share what did you do and how do you see this helping with that transition?
Well, this retreat in particular, we basically learned sort of the newest frontier in AI technology. Using RuVector, and we created a knowledge base that basically is a second brain. All of the content that I've created, all of my knowledge is now specifically accessible, and I can use that together with Claude, and it's self-improving. So as I learn new things, it gets ingested and incorporated, and it's constantly being iterated and refined. So that's basically what we learned, and I think it's going to take Allura to the next step, to the next level. But being here in sunny California, first of all, it's meeting all the other members. We were in Puerto Rico, 3 months ago, and some of us were at that retreat as well as this one. So it's always good to catch up with people, see what they've done since the last retreat. We did surfing, kayaking, snorkeling, cliff jumping, great food, great entertainment. So it's not all work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, living in flow. When there's a blurred line or almost undifferentiated line between work and play, that's really living in flow. So awesome. So what would you say to others that are kind of thinking about learning AI right now, on the fence, maybe thinking about joining the mastermind, not really sure to make either the time or the monetary investment? What guidance would you give?
Well, I think it's pretty clear to me AI is here to stay. And I think many people maybe hear that, but they don't fully appreciate that. And if they are interested in learning about AI, then they're often wondering, well, how do I actually go about learning this? And I think you can shorten your learning curve by joining a mastermind such as this.
And so with what you're doing, okay, you know, transitioning from being a neurosurgeon into this new business, how does AI impact that and this mastermind impact that?
Ask that again, sorry.
So, you know, kind of a question is, could you do what you're doing and make this transition almost without AI? That's another way to say it.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think I could. I mean, I'm using AI as a thought partner. I'm using AI to basically help run the company, to automate things. Again, I'm a busy neurosurgeon. The more I can automate and have the company running more or less on autopilot, the more it allows me to do other things, whether it's, you know, clinical practice, or hopefully as I transition out of clinical practice, do other more enjoyable things, spending time with my family and doing things I enjoy doing while simultaneously being productive.
Yeah, awesome. So one of the things that you and I have been talking about for a while and in the mastermind is this concept of an AI native company, right? And a company where traditionally you would have to have a lot of people and a lot of money to offer that product or that service. And it feels to me like now is the time that we can really create it in a business like yours, right? Before maybe we could, but it took a lot more people, it took a lot more technical skills. And now what we've gone over this weekend, it's like, now you see it. So I want you to share a little bit about your thoughts there. Is that, do you see that dream within reach?
Definitely. I mean, this, again, in the changes we've seen in the last year alone, and I think there is the foundation and layering upon that foundation, but now we're at a critical mass, I think, where chatbots are commonplace, but what's often missing is the specific knowledge. I think most people have experienced that ChatGPT or something will give you a very generic response and not necessarily tailored to your specific interests, but having the knowledge base and knowing that it knows you even better with this constantly expanding knowledge base, and then the agentic capabilities, it's the perfect storm coming together that are really taking things to the next level.
That's fantastic. Okay, so any closing words about whether you would say somebody's on the fence here about joining this program, what would you say?
I think it's a no-brainer. The people you're going to meet are interesting. They come from all walks of life. I mean, there are physicians, but there's also other entrepreneurs and non-physicians as well. So the people are great. I think you have done a great job of finding the true cutting edge of AI. And so I know we're getting truly the cutting edge of what's available. And I think that's just priceless. And I think it just cuts down on the wasted time that you could kind of go down rabbit holes and you're kind of forging the way and sort of getting rid of all the chaff and just feeding us all the nuggets.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, let's come to this retreat here. So at the retreat, what did you love the most about this retreat? And tell me what we can improve. We're constantly trying to make these experiences better and better each time.
Well, I like the play hard, work hard concept. So, like I mentioned earlier, surfing and kayaking and here in San Diego, going out for lovely dinners in the evenings, but at the same time we worked late into the night as well. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how many hours, 8 hours or more, but we still had fun. And there's plenty of time to get the work done. There's plenty of support where you can get one-on-one hand-holding if there's a particular issue that you're stuck on, which really then, you know, allows you to just accelerate that much more quickly. We all walked away from this particular mastermind with assets that were specific to our company. And I think we're all leaving with, an asset in hand, but also a multitude of ideas of things that we can do now with RuVector. And I'm curious to see what people have created at the next mastermind based on what we've all learned this mastermind here.
Yeah. Awesome. And then what could improve?
Maybe just extending it one more day, honestly. Mm-hmm.
So great. On that point, what we're going to do in Vermont is we're going to have a 3-day mastermind and we're going to have an optional 2-day hackerspace afterwards. So literally we're going to continue to do what we're doing this morning, right? And continue to build together. So it'll be like, you know, a lot less pace and programmatic and just more just pure building and supporting people building.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. Then you can actually take those skills that you've learned and implement them right away and kind of get a bit of a head start before you go home and work on it by yourself.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Dr. Richard Perrin, it's great having you on the podcast. It's great having you in the Mastermind program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me, Mark.